Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a very important broadcast for you today. Coming up in the next hour, David Bay of Cutting Edge Ministries has produced an incredible new film about the history of the Illuminati, the New World Order, the founding of America. Will be joining us, and we will have open phones. In the meantime, a few things clicked last night concerning the staged, now going into week three, protest demonstrations, many riots that have been going on coast to coast, predominantly by the illegal alien lobby and illegal aliens themselves. So we'll get into some new developments there. And I do want to take a lot of your calls in this first hour. The toll-free number to join us on any news item, any issue, any story, any question, any comment, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. And what clicked last night, one of the many things that clicked, is I knew that the Associated Press and others had reported what was already obvious, the Spanish-speaking media, TV, radio, print, in the United States, websites, you name it, had been unified, had been funded, had been pushed for at least 2 months before what we saw start 3 weeks ago to go out and basically push for total blanket amnesty, total blanket open borders. And then last night, right before my TV show, I remembered that in late 2005, in December, the president of Mexico hired George Bush's PR firm, the firm he uses out of Dallas, Texas, to craft a strategy with the U.S. media to block the American people's move to control our borders and defend our sovereignty from this invading force. And in front of me, I have Associated Press, Los Angeles Times, several other news reports on it. Headline, who'd Vicente Fox hire to stop us from building our border fence? Why George Bush's old PR hack, of course. LA Times headline, Fox hires lobbyists to sweeten U.S. views on immigration. We are seeing a foreign government, a foreign state, in tandem, in unison, choreographing a move to destroy our sovereignty and to foil the grassroots wishes, the constitutional points that the American people have been demanding. So we'll try to get an article out on this today. This is hidden in plain view. No one has picked up on this yet, and I finally clicked to it last night. So much of this is hidden in plain view, but we get distracted by how much news and information there is, all the different things that are going on. Now, we're going to be taking your calls, of course, as I mentioned. I'd like to specifically talk about this issue, but you're welcome to call in about whatever you'd like. We'll also get into some of the new big developments concerning Iran. Iran vows not to back away from enrichment. Of course, 2 days ago they announced that they had successfully enriched uranium for their, quote, peaceful program of power for nuclear power plants. And obviously they do want an A-bomb in the future, because once you get one like North Korea or China or Pakistan, you are left alone. And continuing, Libby says Bush Cheney did not authorize CIA agents' name leak. So now he's trying to go back on what he originally said. Also, well, that's just some of what's coming up. We'll get into all of it today. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. So stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this first hour, well into the second segment, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. Wide open phones today, 800-259-9231. And David Bay of Cutting Edge Ministries produced a new incredible film. He'll be joining us coming up in the next hour. We'll have open phones for that as well, concerning the good old New World Order. All right, last segment I mentioned this, but now I will detail it more. Last night I'm driving down to the TV station to do my local TV show, and I had kind of one of those epiphanies, or it clicked. We know that the federal government, in tandem with the Mexican government, with U.S. corporations that predominantly own the Spanish media, for at least 2 months, hyped and prepared and scripted the last 3 weeks of demonstrations and I'd call it riot light that we have been witnessing by the illegal aliens and their lobby. And a lot of people ask, well, why don't Americans go out and counter-demonstrate this? Well, because the mainstream media is pacifying mainstream Americans, black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter, citizens of this country or people who are here legally. They're saying, oh, the immigrants are loving, they're good, let's have unlimited, let's be reasonable. They're having lots of personalized human interest stories to make everybody feel good and everything's all right. And, oh, look, the illegal aliens are wrapped in the American flag, and they don't call them illegal aliens. They call them migrants or immigrants. And, oh, they're taking the jobs that nobody else wants. We know it's a script. Meanwhile, the Spanish media is saying this land is our land. This is Greater Mexico. This was stolen in the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. And you own the continent. Take it. Take it. It's yours. And so if CNN, if Fox, if ABC, if all these different news channels, cable channels, were saying get out there and demonstrate, get out and protest. No, no, no. They tell Americans don't demonstrate, don't protest. Demonstrators are bad. Demonstrators are stupid. Demonstrators are dangerous. Oh, the riot police have cornered the demonstrators. Doesn't matter if it's liberal or conservative. But suddenly when the millions of illegal aliens and their supporters pour out on the streets, and the different groups that support them and promote them, their different PR firms, you don't see any of the riot police. You see nothing but positive spin. So we know, it's admitted, even the Associated Press has reported that it was a PR campaign by, quote, Spanish media. But it's more than that. It is a PR campaign by a foreign power, a foreign government, against the United States, against the American people. And we've got to get this story out. We've got to make it perfectly clear. This is Mexico in tandem with our own federal government, the Republican Party led by George W. Bush and the Democrats, in tandem working together to counter the revolution that's been brewing, the hottest issue for years, for as long as I can remember, 4 or 5 years in talk radio. Hasn't been the war on terror, hasn't been Iraq, hasn't been even the police state. It's been the illegal aliens. And so they're trying to counter this. They're trying to counter the move to build a border fence, to simply control our borders, to maybe deport a few of the 25 to 30 million illegals in this country, to maybe not let them get preferential treatment on housing loans or welfare or college tuitions. Did you know in places like California and now Idaho and other states, they get more tuition than citizens? I mean, it's a red carpet. American hospitals put ads in Mexican newspapers for years saying, come up here, get free health care, have your baby here. The anchor babies instantly becoming citizens at birth, and the parents then getting their instant green cards, basically by fiat become citizens and are hooked into the system. 24% of the prison population in the Southwest, illegal alien. A large portion of the crime, illegal alien. A disproportionate amount of the auto accidents. Major national studies. AAA study on this. Well, the illegal aliens are around 6-7% of the population, if you use official numbers. It's really about 12%. But at the same time, it's, what, 20-something percent of the auto accidents. That just came out a few months. I forget the exact. It was 20-plus. I think 24 is what memory says, but don't quote me. Just put it in Google and find it for yourself. AAA, and there were several other news articles about it. There was a study out of Georgia where the number was even higher. I think it was, got a pretty good memory, I think it was 27, something like that, with the state study in Georgia, so even higher than what AAA said. Fox, but I digress, excuse me, you know I'm good at that. What we do know is the smoking gun that no one's pointed out, that no one remembered, and I've dropped the ball for the last 3 weeks not remembering this, but here it is. I have it. I have the total proof here in my little hands. Fox hires lobbyists to sweeten U.S. views on immigration, December 28, 2005. And this first broke on December 25th, on Christmas Day, in the Dallas Morning News. And, of course, their headline, dig it out here, is President Fox hires Dallas firm, and then you read into the article, you learn that it is to, quote, stop anti-immigrant legislation that he calls, quote, abhorrent. But let me just read from the LA Times here. Mexico City. President Vicente Fox has rehired the Texas public relations man and GOP political consultant who quietly helped engineer his election victory in 2000. This time, Fox wants Rob Allen and Co. to put the brakes on growing anti-immigration, anti-Mexican sentiment in the United States. Last week, the U.S. House approved a bill to add 700 miles of border fencing and make illegal immigration a felony. You notice that just got shot down 2 days ago, by the way. Fox denounced the measure as shameful. His foreign minister called it stupid and underhanded. This, and it goes on, the contributions of Mexicans to the United States who are making their best efforts, generating lots of wealth, and yes, sending two-thirds of it back to Mexico, but that, are not known, said Rodrigo Ivan Cortez Jimenez, the elected deputy of Mexico's lower house and a member of its Commission on Foreign Affairs. The immigration bill expected to reach the Senate in February, and boy did it, and in April it's bye-bye, has no provision for allowing temporary Mexican workers. See, they're taking a bill that would have done something, and by the time they're done with it, it's a blanket amnesty plan. And that's what the PR firm wanted, George Bush's firm, the one he used, the one Fox uses, and now look what's happened. Now look what George Bush and Vicente Fox have done with the media they control, a totally staged event. And you're not going to hear that on the other neocon talk shows. Oh, they'll tell you how bad the open borders are and then say their solution is George Bush's amnesty plan, which they say is an amnesty, which if you read the bill, it is. The bill expected to reach the Senate in February has no provision for allowing temporary Mexican workers a further slap. In Fox's view, he and President Bush agree on the need for a guest worker program, total blanket amnesty, and unlimited skilled and unskilled worker visas. You think it's bad now? Oh, it'll end the border problem because we won't have a border. By the way, we have a local newscast clip where the lady's up there on TV going, we need a Pan-American Union. In fact, perhaps one of my great staff who do such a wonderful job can grab that and send that up to the network, just that little clip off News 8 so people can hear it. Fox cannot seek re-election next year, and his legacy may rest in part on his pledges to secure an agreement with the United States to grant legal status to the millions of Mexicans, 20 million and another 4 million other illegals, living and working illegally north of the border. So the Mexican leader last week turned to the political operative who helped him topple Mexico's longtime ruling party to win the presidency. Rob Allen helped George Bush defeat Ann Richards for the governorship of Texas in 94. 3 years later, Allen saw another potential winner in Fox, then governor of one of the states of Mexico. He agreed to join Fox's presidential campaign, but only in secret. Well, it ain't secret now that you launched this in December. I totally forgot about it. Since day one, we should have been out front on this. No one else has written about this. No one else has noticed this. This came out 3 months ago. And now, they've run it right in front of our face, a foreign government. They run the PR campaign, the propaganda campaign, that's what it is, psychological warfare campaign, right in front of our face. This is what the headline should be. Foreign government runs propaganda campaign in U.S. successfully defeats legislation. This is psychological warfare. This is a military attack on the United States. And I'm sure this will only encourage the lobbyists, two lobbyists for every member of Congress, over half of them foreign lobbyists that already run our country. Now I guess they'll just start running multi-billion-dollar Bush has done that with our tax money, propaganda campaigns, and it's just over, folks, unless people understand what's going on. So I'll get with Paul Watson or Steve Watson, maybe one of them can write an article. I've got so much to do today. I'm trying to finish a new film we're working on. I've got a bunch of other stuff I'm trying to organize, and I want to spend a little bit of time with my family. I've been out of town, but so I hope Paul's listening. I hope he'll get on it and write an article out of what I've said here today and do his own research. It just, it makes me tired, is what it does. It makes me very, very upset. And it says, Allen, who runs the propaganda firm, told the Dallas Morning News, he hid his work for Fox because he didn't want to be a political liability. Mexicans are sensitive to foreign interference, especially involving the United States. Oh, they absolutely hate us on average. But they've been taught that for generations. And that is a large portion of the people in Mexico, not Mexican-Americans. But though the propaganda is getting pretty effective, a lot of them are going to turn against the country, I guess. I mean, this is really bad. So, see, they don't want foreign interference, but they'll run interference in this country with George Bush's PR boy. So there you have it. Foreign power overturns U.S. legislation. Just, we are humiliated. We are a joke. Mexico, Russia, China, they'd never put up with 1/100th of this. Literally.
Hey, folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try Tri-Vibes from Tri-Vortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at Trivortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my Tri-Vibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. Trivortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. Trivortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try Trivortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on Trivortex.com. That's Trivortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So the headline, Fox hires lobbyists to sweeten U.S. views on immigration, to block the bill, to make illegal aliens felons, to block the bill, to build a border fence, and they've done it. They hired Bush's old PR firm he used in some of his elections, the firm that was secretly used to get Fox into office. He's a total stooge of the bankers in New York, in London, and look what's happened. They've done it. And even I, for 3 weeks while this has been going on, didn't remember this. They do it right in front of us. They got mad when this went public. And we have them. We have the smoking gun, a foreign government manipulating our internal elections. Let's go to John in Ohio, then Jason, Rick, Tim, Steve, and others. Go ahead, John.
Alex, I'll save my difference in emphasis on that issue for another time. I wanted to alert you to a media alert about a hatchet man for the Bush neocons' planned nuclear attack against Iran on a program I just heard. And this man goes even beyond Bush and the rabidness of his calls for attacking Iran, the disinformation, the lies, the rest of it, that even Bush wouldn't dare push.
Yeah, they're now saying that they're going to have an A-bomb in 16 days and must be attacked now.
Yes, and the host of this program is in total agreement with him, chummy with him, totally supports him, has him on months before and wants to have him on again. And that person is George Norrie. And I think that the soft, gentle voice, it really covers up a very dangerous position that Norrie has on this issue, and it completely contradicts and cancels out a lot of the good that's being done, bringing out the conspiracy of the 9/11 attacks. If you just isolate that as an abstraction while you promote the PMAC objective and policies of this attack on 9/11, if you help galvanize, as PMAC says, their plans to have this attack to justify attacks against Iran, Iraq, and beyond, well, then you're absolutely schizophrenic, and I think it's really dangerous. And he, you know, I think something has to be called account for this, because it's going to be absolutely disastrous. And
well,
he should be called to account for
now, in fairness to George Norrie, you've heard me on the show on a three-hour interview a few months ago saying I'm against attacking Iran and laying out the evidence, because I heard you call in, John.
Yeah, but Norrie is the most rabid and silent promoter of this propaganda and lies for the attack against Iran.
I wouldn't say he's the... I don't think it's fair to say he's the most rabid, but I have heard a few guests on there that have been saying that, and I appreciate your call, John. I will talk about Iran. In fact, that's up next. A bunch of new developments on that, as I mentioned in the first segment. We will get into it, and I'm totally against attacking Iran, and I agree with you that we shouldn't attack them, John. Let's talk to Jason in Maryland. Jason, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks. I have a question and then a comment. I've been watching Lou Dobbs for about a week, and it seems as if he's not really lying, but he's telling half the truth, and I think that that's really a step up from everybody else I've seen. I was wondering what your opinion was on Lou Dobbs.
Well, I mean, he's better than most. So is the host of Countdown on MSNBC, but... he'll tell the truth about open borders, but then say the national ID card's the answer. He'll give you a bad solution. I mean, he'll tell the truth about a lot of issues, about NAFTA and GATT and the World Trade Organization, but then he'll give you bad solutions at the end of the day.
So he's bought and paid for.
Well, I mean, he is on CNN every single day and has one of their most popular shows. I personally like watching the guy and think he's one of the more believable people on there. But, you know, they've got to do that to have some type of audience. So, I mean, what do you think of Lou Dobbs?
I think now that I listen to you that it's just the good cop, bad cop disinformation.
Well, not even, I wouldn't even say so much disinformation as it is just good cop, bad cop.
Well, it's disinformation if the end of his giving of this information is for him to offer us, you know, problem, reaction, solution type of garbage.
He's
telling the truth, but what is the end of that truth? Now, what you just told me is that he offers the New World Order solutions, so that's useless to me. My second comment is, if you would like to see, and perhaps you already know, I know that you're well-versed in Scripture, but if you would like to see the PNAC document in Scripture, as you know, the war with Iraq and then staging ground for Iran and Syria, that's in Ezekiel 38 specifically.
All right,
the war that's coming up.
Okay, thank you for the call. We'll come back and talk to Rick and Tim and Steve and many others. Toll free number to join us 800-259-9231. And what I'll do, people are already bringing up Iran, so I'll spend a few minutes on Iran. We'll go back to your calls. So on the other side, we'll get into Iran, some of the new developments there. And then we will take more of your calls. And then we've got David Bay, Cutting Edge Ministries, joining us. There's a lot of other police state news, Iraq news we'll get to as well. Big broadcast today. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and don't forget JonesReport.com, now updated daily.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USC-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Monday through Friday. We're here. Thank you for joining us. Bloomberg News, Iran could produce a nuclear bomb in 16 days, says U.S. And we think, oh, U.S., that means us. No, that means the foreign banking entities that have had control of us since 1913. Iran, defying United Nations Security Council demands to halt its nuclear program, may be capable of making a nuclear bomb within 16 days, a U.S. State Department official said. The same people that constantly have been lying to us for years and planting false evidence and being caught doing it. Iran will move to industrial-scale uranium enrichment involving 54,000 centrifuges at its Natanz plant. The Associated Press quoted Deputy Nuclear Chief Mohammad Saeed as telling state-run television today, using those 50,000 centrifuges, they could produce enough highly enriched uranium for a nuclear weapon in 16 days, Stephen Rademacher, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for International Security and Nonproliferation, told reporters today in Moscow. He also went on to say that reacting to a statement by Iranian President who said yesterday the country has succeeded in enriching uranium on a small scale for the first time using 164 centrifuges. That announcement defies demands by the UN Security Council that Iran shut down its nuclear program this month. The U.S. fears Iran is pursuing a nuclear program to make weapons, while Iran says it is intent on purely civilian purposes to provide energy. Saeed said 54,000 centrifuges will be able to enrich uranium to provide fuel for 1,000-megawatt nuclear power plant similar to the Russian one that Russia is finishing in southern Iran, AP reported. It was a deeply disappointing announcement, Raid Maker said of the president's statement. Weapons-grade uranium, they continue by saying, the technology to enrich uranium, and saying that it would take a little over 13-year weapons with 164 centrifuges currently in use. So it will take 13 years to do that. My printer cut off part of the text, excuse me. Using the 50-plus thousand centrifuges, they can do that in, they're now reporting, 16 days. With 3,000 of the machine cascade centrifuges, they're saying 271 days. All right. Enough of me babbling through that. The CIA's own threat assessment last year said it would take 10 years. Now, that would be 9 years for them with the current centrifuges that they have purchased to produce one weapons-grade A-bomb. And then, of course, once you have the material, you don't just put it together like a bologna or ham sandwich. It takes a lot of time to design the weapon, to craft the weapon, to build the weapon, then to place the precious weapon into its carriage on board the nose cone container of some type of medium-range missile, which they are admitted to have, that could hit Israel or some areas of Eastern Europe or Russia or Pakistan or India. But let's just stop right there. Let's go back to history. Iran, about a year and a half ago, voluntarily agreed to freeze its admittedly peaceful program. The United Nations had video cameras in every facility. They were given unfettered access anywhere they wished. They admitted that no country in history had given them total access, and they were receiving total access from Iran. There was a moderate leader who had been elected there, who was trying to be pro-West and was visiting the U.S. and other countries, and it was trying to be friendly towards Israel. And our government's response was to pressure the United Nations to lie to Iran and to claim that in 1 year they would allow them to go back to their peaceful process. 1 year later, they refused, and look who got elected, but now the hard-line president. And then let's look at India. They've signed no treaties. They have at least 20 nuclear weapons. They have medium and long-range intercontinental ballistic missiles. In 2002, they openly said that they were considering a nuclear strike on Pakistan. George Bush and Bill Clinton blocked the FBI from stopping Khan Laboratories in 1999, in 2000, in 2001, in 2002. W199I dealt with that as well, not just blocking the FBI from stopping Al-Qaeda operatives here in the United States. And our government, at least for 4 years, has been in full control of Pakistan, helped stage a coup there, what, in 2000 with Musharraf. So all of this is going on. Pakistan is reported to have at least 6 warheads and medium-range missiles. No one's concerned. No one's concerned about India. No one's concerned about North Korea threatening to nuke us in 1999, firing a dummy missile at the United States that actually hit Alaska, a test missile. That's mainstream news. But, again, back of the paper, the average person never heard of that. All of this is going on. Meanwhile, Iran tried to engage in detente with us, tried to engage in diplomatic activities with us. It didn't work. So this is what happens. Either you go along with whatever the UN says, no matter what that is, give up your sovereignty, totally have your country controlled from without, or the bad cop, America comes and gets you if you don't submit to the good cop. And now they've accelerated the time frame, saying 16 days, they could have it, oh my gosh, they're about to nuke us any minute. And if a nuke goes off, if an A-bomb goes off, the number one suspect is not Iran. The number one suspect is the New World Order. And let's also look at it from this perspective. Our government admits, this has been in the news for 2 years, that U.S. Special Forces have parachuted, have been dropped in all over Iran and are routinely supplied in the mountains, overseeing facilities. They are admittedly lasing and marking targets for laser-guided bombs and GPS-guided munitions. They have been openly caught carrying out terror attacks in Iran. 2.5 years ago, after Iraq had been somewhat secured, the CIA tried to stage riots nationwide and then even bragged about it and almost overturned the government. And our government is openly saying they may strike them any time. Israel has purchased over 500 bunker busters. Over 200 nuclear bunker busters have been built by the U.S. government in the last 2 years. They have been shipped to the region. They are in airfields right now in Europe, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Israel. They are on aircraft carriers. They have been loaded on submarines. They're openly saying they may attack them any minute. And Iran responds by saying Israel should be wiped off the map, not that they're going to wipe them off the map, while Israel's saying their administration should be wiped off the map. Cheney and Bolton, envoy to the UN from the State Department, head UN envoy from the U.S., says that we're going to cause them great pain and great suffering. The president of Iran repeats that back. Our media ignores that it's a repeat. They cut out of context. He said, you threaten to cause us great harm and pain. If you do cause us great harm and pain, we will cause you great harm, pain, and then the full quote was suffering. And then we just simply hear, oh, he's threatening us with great harm, pain, and suffering. When he just simply said, if you cause us great harm, pain, and suffering, we have the capability to cause you great harm, pain, and suffering. So see, in that context, it doesn't sound as reasonable to attack Iran. What's happening with a lot of talk show hosts and people out there is that they know where this is going, and they know it's going to be very popular once the war starts, though it'll just be for a few months, because any time America's in a war, people who even normally think in a sane fashion suddenly get swept up by the mass mind control. And that's exactly what's happening with this peer pressure right now. And it's just horrible. It's horrible. The globalists want the trillions of dollars of oil that's in that country. They will have Iraq, Iran, and Afghanistan right up against the border of China. This is admitted in their own PNAC policy papers, Israeli policy war plans, Brzezinski's public war plans. This has been the war plan all along, and they're just marching forward with the PNAC plan. And I believe it will be preceded or will be followed by a major terror attack on the order of 9/11 at least, or perhaps even larger, in Europe, in the UK, or somewhere in the North American Union. That's what they already call it, Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. already in that North American Union. And it's very, very serious. What we face is very, very serious right now. And our country is being overthrown by foreign interest. We are our roads, our ports, our water districts, our water plants, our power plants are already more than 50% owned by foreign companies. Vicente Fox openly hires Bush's Republican operative PR firm to stage these rallies and protests and media, both on English and Spanish speaking. We are a joke, and I'm sick of it. The people claiming they're doing all of this for our, quote, national sovereignty are the very people destroying our national sovereignty. And there's this primitive bloodlust hatred of anybody different, anybody overseas. When the government tells you to hate them, people get angry. But when real-life foreigners are overthrowing our sovereignty, people lay back and take it. Let's go to Rick in Ohio. You're on the air, Rick.
Oh, Alex, first-time caller.
Welcome.
Thank you. I want to thank you, first off, for helping me open up my eyes and my ears to what really is going on. I want to encourage the people to buy the videos and the books and support the sponsors of this program, because we really have to get into the fight here and get off our butts. Listening is not enough. We must get involved. I know it seems like you have a lot of pressure on you, but the people, we can help ease that pressure just by getting the information out.
Well, I appreciate the support, and we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, the listeners that have supported us and supported our affiliates and our sponsors, so thank you.
Well, I'm thankful, too. Thankful to you. A question that I had today, first off, I heard on a program earlier today, the Special Forces are already doing black ops in Iran right now.
Listen, 2.5 years ago, Special Forces were put in. They have been built up. And imagine if foreign troops were in America and they've been caught. There have been a bunch of bombings. There's a bombing every few weeks over there, and missiles hitting dams. And they're doing everything they can to get Iran to do something stupid.
I got a suspicion that they're just already started the invasion over there and that they're just not going to tell us about it until they can get us behind them.
Well, I agree with you, and I appreciate your call. Let me just add that I don't believe it's going to be a full-scale invasion. I don't believe it's going to be a complete overthrow of the country. This is what they're going to do. 214 sites, and it'll probably be more than that, the infrastructure of the country. It's not just going to be hitting their laboratories, their engineering facilities for nuclear power or atomic weapons. And let's not fool ourselves. Sure, they're trying to get an A-bomb, but not to use it on anybody. That'd be suicide. To engage in nuclear blackmail or mutually assured destruction, MAD, that's actually held us in good stead. Okay? But we're talking years and years. The liberal estimates by the neocons are 3 years. That's their real estimates, okay? It was 4 years, now it's 3 years. The more moderate estimates by the CIA are 9 years. Okay? 9 years. Was 10. Now, a year's gone by. Please, because I get emails going, you said 10. Well, now it's 9, folks. Regardless, this is what I see happening. A little under half, I said half last week, I looked it up, I'm wrong, about 45% of Iran's discovered extractable crude oil and light crude and sweet crude reserves are in a small region right up against the border with Iraq. Just wonderful, easy pickings. And so Special Forces will engage not just in picking targets and in target intelligence, but they are also in Iran to carry out destabilization attacks, as were carried out in 1953 and as were carried out, admittedly, 2.5 years ago when they tried to overthrow the country. Remember that? It was in the news a few days, riots and bombings nationwide. And then to also be the vanguard for intelligence in the western area of Iran, and that U.S. forces and British forces will pour into that area, and they're now admitting they plan to do this, by the way, this is in the battle plans, to, quote, secure not the oil, of course they don't want that oil, just so happens that that's where the oil's at, it's a, quote, buffer to stop Iran from sending its, quote, IED, improvised explosive device terrorist, over the border into Iraq. So that's the story. And then if Special Forces and operatives and spies in the country and the old Savak operatives that are still there are able to overthrow Iran, so much the better. But that'll be a coup d'etat type overthrow, similar to what we saw with Slobodan Milosevic to what we saw with Mossadegh in Iran in 1953, or similar to what we saw in 1979 when the U.S. helped overthrow the Baathists to put in the former security chief that they got in 1969, Saddam Hussein, the CIA-trained hitman, trained by the CIA in 1958 to 1960. All right, in Egypt. Let's talk to Steve in Washington. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, I got a couple of questions for you and a comment about the whole immigrant thing.
Okay.
So, start with the immigrant thing, since that was the first thing we were talking about.
The illegal alien thing, the people protesting, demanding that they be allowed to have no insurance and get all free welfare and run all over us.
Absolutely.
Wrapped in foreign flags.
It appears to me that it's so obvious that what it is as we outsource jobs, we need to insource these people, and it's just another step in eliminating American middle class.
And more than that, you know, the point we need to add to the story we're going to write this afternoon is that this is globalization. This is their Pan-American Union. If they can't get it by hook, they'll get it by crook.
So the other thing I wanted to ask you about was I got an interesting clip played to me a few days back by a guy named Rick Wiles.
Yes.
You familiar with Rick Wiles?
Sure, yeah.
I don't know what his credibility is or anything. He was brand new to me, but it was about the power outage at the Capitol building last week.
And then now a lot of people are saying, was that an excuse for somebody to put something in there?
Right.
Who knows, sir? Who knows? And I really don't have any comment on that particular individual you named. I'll just leave it at that. Anything else?
No, hey, keep up the good work. I appreciate it, man.
Hey, I appreciate your call. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Ministries, an incredible new film coming up in the next hour. By the way, we carry it. Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 1, The New Atlantis. And it isn't, you know, the mythical Atlantis. It's how the elite openly wrote books saying they were going to come to the New World, build their New World Order, learn the incredible secrets of the esoteric traditions hidden within the manifold layers of signs and symbols on our nation's infrastructure, symbols that for many represent the secret destiny of the world's greatest nation. Very important to understand what we face. And if you don't have my film, my new film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the updated version, because I produced a new film titled The Order of Death, new footage inside Bohemian Grove by an employee, new information on the Illuminati, what they're up to, their history. You get that, and you get free Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove updated version on the same DVD for $24.95. But right now, if you get America's Beginnings, the new Atlantis DVD, then you get Dark Secrets with the new film Order of Death for $14.95. So you get two films at a huge discount together when you get it with America's Beginnings. So when you get America's Beginnings, you get Dark Secrets Order of Death combo DVD for $14.95 along with it. So get these two DVDs and you really get two films for the price of one, basically, is what it comes out to. So be sure and take advantage of that deal up on the site, or get America's Beginnings by itself at InfoWars.com via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or go see my films and a lot of other material right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. For members, it's 15 cents a day, or even less if you get a yearly membership. And you can also call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in California. Mike, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes.
How are you?
Good, sir.
I have to give a shout-out to Charlie Sheen. I had a chance to meet him in 95 when I was sleeping on the beach in L.A. My question is concerning this audio that's been circulating all over the internet. The guy, previous caller, mentioned it. Have you heard this audio from True News?
Well, I mean, what a report about how the power went off?
Have you heard the audio?
Well, tell me what it is.
You can get it. I've sent it to you, and I'm sure if I've sent it to you, millions of other people have sent it to you. Listen to the audio. I think it's significant.
Okay, well, tell us what the audio is.
The audio talks about how he got a call from a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm fully aware that this could be a hoax. I don't know. But, I mean, a lot of people,
frankly, people sent it to me. I opened it up, started listening, and didn't even continue. I mean,
wow, really?
Yeah, I'm not going to. Thanks for the call. Look, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Caller asked me what I thought. I just said no comment. Okay? I mean, we've seen a lot of this stuff. I got a call, or he heard, or this is going on, and I just, that's not what I do here, and so, you know, whatever. I mean, I've answered your question, and I just, you know, I'll look into it some more if you'd like, sir. I mean, when you see unconfirmed stuff over and over again from the same sources, or somebody's family member has a vision of a nuke going off or stuff like that, I've heard in the past. I mean, that's just not my show. Great. I mean, if people like that, they can you know, enjoy themselves. Great. It's just that's not what I do on my show. And I cover the news and information that we have in front of us. Could the federal government attack itself? Could the federal government attack the Capitol? Could something like that happen? Absolutely. You know, a few months ago, there were people putting out reports, somebody else, about how Texas City would be nuked. And then I looked at the sources where it was coming from, and it just was ridiculous. And people got mad at me that I wouldn't go off the deep end and say that Texas City was going to be nuked. I mean, you got the wrong show.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.